Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, old hub, the future of radio lies, just as it always did, in fresh new talent, such as the talent we have right now. The star of La Plume de Matin, Robert Clary. Robert Clary with All By Myself.
I'll go my way by myself. Here's how to comedy end. I'll have to deny myself love and laughter and friends. Gray clouds in the sky above have put a blot on my fun. I'll have to fly high above for a place in the sun. I'll face the unknown. I'll build a world of my own. No one knows better than I myself. I'm by myself alone. I'll go my way by myself. This is the end of romance. I'll go my way by myself. Love is only a dance. I'll try to apply myself and teach my heart how to sing. I'll go my way by myself, like a bird on the wing. I'll face the unknown. I'll build a little world of my own. No one knows better than I myself. I'm by myself. I'm by myself. I'm by myself alone.
Well, it's a very good number. Bobby, appreciate you coming over to our party.
Thank you. I love to do radio show because you can close your eyes. You don't have to worry about the television cameras. You can put your shoes off and come. You don't have to shave anything.
Yes, but you're really belling it out there.
Well,
you're
going to all emotions. You know. Did I really? It was all inside.
Really killing them in the control room.
It's a method acting, really.
Eddie, I was just telling Robert Clary that I consider myself certainly one of the world's leading authorities on Robert Clary. Because I saw new faces three times, and I'd seen La Plume de Matin twice.
It's because you liked the kid and Lillian Montevecchi, that's why.
Well, I wouldn't say that would make me eccentric.
No, it wouldn't.
But the fact is that I'm probably, Bob, the only other guy here alongside of you who knows the words to Lucky Pierre or I'm in love with Miss Logan.
I was just going to ask. He probably kept going back to see how that love affair finally turned out. That's
Well, a lot of people ask me, are you in love with Miss, what's her name there? Miss Smith, I said once in a while.
Bob is a young fellow who still has a good solid background in show business. After all, The New Faces was in 1952. That means you've been around for at least 10 years, but you're still young, fresh talent.
Well, I started when I was New Faces, I was 12, and now I'm 15, and I started in show business 25 years ago.
Were you brought over for that role in The New
No,
Faces?
No, I was brought from France in 1949. I did some recordings in 1947 in France. I was singing with an orchestra at that time. I did not speak English. I was taught words and phonetics. And it was quite successful in America in 1948, and they brought me from France. The recording was Johnny Get Your Girl, and on the other side was Put Your Shoes On, Lucy.
Did a fellow by the name of Milt Blink have anything
yes,
to do with
that? Yes, he brought me. That's why he was
that.
A standard radio transcription, and he recorded me and brought me from France, and so we haven't spoken to each other since then.
He speaks well of you.
Yes, really no, I'm just kidding.
Well, Bob, how's La Plume de Matin going?
It's doing all right. We're staying here indefinitely at the Mac Vickers. I don't know how long we will stay. We hope to stay all through the summer.
It's a great show.
If the people come to see us, we will. If not, goodbye, Chicago.
Now, where did you learn to hoof? Where did you learn to act? Where did you learn pantomime, which I think is probably a natural gift of some...
Well, I haven't gone to special schools for it. I've been in the business since I'm a little kid, and I think it came instinctively with me, and that's the way. Then, by opening my eyes and ears and watching other people, I think that's... And by working, mostly, that's when you learn. I think that's the best schooling, at least for me it was.
I've always contended that one of the reasons the French people are such great pantomimists and have such great talent and do so well, and there are many of you, is because you have to trade elbow grease, mental and physical, and hard work for budget, because you can't buy wardrobe and you don't have big sets and things like that, and you have to just work.
Well, that's one conception of it. I think we just we love to talk with our hands and facial gestures, and that's I guess facial gesture. That's a very good word.
You mean just animated people?
Yes,
generally,
we usually like Italians also. You know, we are automatically very animated, and that's what it comes naturally with us, I guess.
You know something? It actually comes out on radio too. A fellow can listen to you sing, and many people from France and Italy, and you can almost see those expressions.
I think once you've seen Bob work, that you can really. I mean,
uh-huh.
I can.
Uh-huh.
I got a kick. We just got the back view of you here. You see, the folks in this area had the front view of you working, and it's you put a lot into the song. No question about it.
Bob, what about your future now? Of course,
what about my future? That's a good. That's a good question.
Well, let me ask you this: in France, for example, were there opportunities for a young fellow future-wise in radio?
Well, in radio, I guess there is opportunity. Not as much. Naturally, it's a much smaller country, and radio is owned by the government. I mean, it's sponsorship by the government. I think there's less opportunity than there is in America. But I think that if a person becomes a big star in France, he will stay longer a big star than it will in America.
Why is that?
Because it will take them longer to become a big star, and once the public buys you, and then it'll take them a long time. Because they like you, then they won't throw you out like an old shoe.
Good example might be Piaf.
Yes. Yes, that's right. She took a long time to become a big star.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about some of the Johnny-come-latelys that we have from time to time? Bob, they get a hit record, and all of a sudden, after a couple of months, you don't hear of them anymore. You have those flash sensations over there, too?
I don't think you have it as much. I've been in this country now for the past practically 14 years, so I really don't know about the young generation, but I know a lot of people like Jacqueline Francois and Yves Montand are the stars who are here to stay.
Haven't you been back to visit, even?
Well, I go back to visit, but very shortly. Goodbye, folks.
No. He picked up our American cues,
didn't
he?
Oh, yes, always. I'm very aware. That's
well, you're not going to go away, Bob. We want you to do another number for us, if you don't
mind.
Oh,
you don't really want me to.
Yes, we do.
I'll do it.
You know, usually it's a very high-class show. We usually give walking music. This is driving music while you get to the microphone. Oh, okay, that's pretty good advice. And our guest, Robert Clary, is about to sing now, accompanied by the Bob Trendler Band. Fine tune titled Out of This World.
You're clear out of this world when I'm looking at you. I hear out of this world the music that no mortal ever knew. You're right out of a book, the fairy tale I read when I was so high. No armored knight out of a book was more enchanted by a Lorelei than waiting so long for the right time, after reaching so long for a star. once from the long and lonely night time. And despite time, here you are. I'd cry out of this world if you'd say we were through. So let me fly out of this world and spend the next eternity or two